Cat and Moose podcast. I'm Cat.
And I'm Moose. This is a true life podcast where we explore the quirks of being human.
Hey, Cat.
Hey, Moose. How are you?
Good. Hey, Sarah.
Hey, guys.
How are you feeling this fine morning, my friends?
Well, I'll go first because my emotions have been right, flowing right out of all of my body.
Oh, all the orifices.
All the orifices have had emotions come out of them this morning. And that's actually not untrue. I have had absolute like crying tears already today.
Goodness.
And I also found myself laughing so hard that I peed my pants, and I also had tears from laughing so hard and had trouble breathing because like the exhale was so strong and full of energy that like I almost couldn't like do the inhale because I was laughing so hard. And I was laughing at the idea of us creating a podcast about trauma bonding over experiences with our families.
Yeah, we just got talking about this randomly just for fun because we were talking about all the crazy shit we've all been through over the years. And we were like, what if we do a separate podcast? And then our friend mentioned we should call it trauma bonding. And then we thought, in order to be safe for everyone, it has to be anonymous, right?
Right.
So, yeah, if you guys want to hear an entirely separate podcast where we talk about the fucked up shit that happens in families, we are here for you.
Yes. I was imagining, like, what if this idea were to become a reality, and what a salve, what a healing balm it might be to listeners who could call in and anonymously go, oh my gosh, I want to talk about my family trauma. Mm. And we could change their voices. We could change their names, and we could let people call in and say,
oh my gosh, growing up with a schizophrenic brother, it was very real that we would be sitting at dinner and mom would have to say, it's okay, the aliens are here and the rest of you are okay.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, or whatever it is. And so I started thinking about like different things that I would say, and just about how it's like, yes, it was really strange at 13 years old when I found out that my dad was a Secret Service agent for the Central Intelligence Agency. Like, that's up, you know, and like just how many things that we could, for our own therapeutic and healing purposes, but also for those of our listeners, like talking about family trauma in a way that is for sure, like provides anonymity, I just think would be a really healing podcast.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's sort of like the confessionals, but we could just call it the family confessionals, or we could just have the podcast called the confessionals. And then, you know, we do little stints in each area. But, I'm going off that old Anne Lamott quote that says, if people didn't want you to write about them, they should have behaved better.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So I'm going to change it for us. If people didn't want you to talk about them on our podcast, then they should have behaved better. So here's my question. First of all, we absolutely need to do this podcast. And maybe what it is it's like a membership only, so that we, although who knows, we could have family members that like make up personas that aren't them.
Yeah.
So that they can hear what we're saying.
Right. I mean, it could be multiple layers of complex stuffedness.
Yeah.
You know, because that's what family is. And that doesn't even mean that family's bad. It just is. And that's part of what my tears were this morning is it wasn't that something is bad or good. It's just the reality of what is. And one of our friends had a great idea. She was like, why don't you call it the Trauma Bonding Podcast? And I was like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. And then I thought even better might be the anonymous trauma bonding podcast.
Oh, I like that.
Anonymous trauma bonding, because trauma bonding is all about when you experience a trauma together. And it's like, that's huge because it's you and the other person or you and the other people. But adding anonymity to that just is up as family is.
Well, I completely agree. I mean, the whole thing is the idea of walking into a Catholic church, going into a confessional, and thinking that you sharing that with a priest will just wipe it all away is sort of insane as well, if we want to go there. But anyway, sorry.
Which that could be the church trauma bonding podcast.
I was going to say, speaking of trauma, that just flowed out of me like honey on white rice. Okay, here's my question for you, though. What if we actually do this podcast, and I'm being serious. Mm-hmm. What if we actually do this podcast and we share what we can share from our families, which for me is everything because they're all dead except for my sister. So once they're dead, like it just it opens up so much as far as possibility. So my question for you is, what if we still do the podcast? We still make it the anonymous trauma bonding podcast, and we just change your voice and your name when you need to share something that's beyond what you feel comfortable sharing.
Yeah, that's amazing. So it also continues to be a therapeutic healing release for us.
Exactly. Yes. Like, you still get to be you. It's not like we're just moderators. We share what we're doing and what we've been through. But if there's an area where you're like, this might hurt someone, then you could change your dialect a little bit. Well, Sarah will like make it like, and then we'll just make you a shadow.
Yeah. I think this is one of the most brilliant ideas, Moose, that you have ever had. And I really enjoyed extrapolating on it this morning as I was doing an activity that was very frustrating.
I think we could bring some levity to all of this because everything is funny to me. And I know there aren't supposed to be funny things in some things, but to your point of crying and then laughing,
yep,
just expelling some of the trauma in our bodies is all we can ask for some days.
Right. It is. And it's like, if we can provide a platform for us to do that in our own lives and experience our own healing, it's like the very least we can do is share that opportunity with other people. It's not forcing it on anyone. You don't have to listen. And if it would be meaningful to you to be able to call in and say, oh my gosh, this experience I had really traumatized me like yesterday or as a child or whatever it is, and be able to express that alongside a community of people who have also gone through trauma because we've been a part of a family unit, like that might be something that would be a really fun invitation. So as we continue to grow our listenership and grow our patronage, that is going to be one of the first creative endeavors of the Cat and Moose podcast, beyond the Cat and Moose podcast.
Yeah, I can immediately think of a million stories that I have yet to tell on this podcast. So why not save them for the good stuff? Oh, this sounds fun.
Yeah, it's going to be absolutely amazing. Are you on board, Sarah?
Oh, yeah, for sure. My mind is already churning.
I love that. I just want to say this because I think this is part of, we always say, get back in the river when we're in this like ego stage, like get back in the flow of things. And I love that this idea, like I'm actually reflecting on it because it sort of started as a joke from just a text conversation. But I love that when things just magically come at the right time, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I think that they really do. I think that is part of being in the flow. It's part of being in the river, is that things like that seem miraculous. They seem to just miraculously show up. And it reminds me of, I had to drive a lot this week. And so I have continued listening to your friend Marty's book, The Way of Integrity. And I got to the part in the book where she talks about the miracle of soul teachers arriving in our lives. And I about had to slam on my brakes and get out of my car and run around my car screaming at what an incredible concept that is and how real that has been in my life. When she said, when you meet someone or experience something that you become obsessed with, like it becomes like something that you are compelled to learn more about it and to reach more into it. And that is something that is going to be a soul teacher for you. Like what? I feel like I want to be mad at you, Moose, for not telling me about this concept sooner.
I'm smiling because I forgot about that piece. And yet I hear you. Like I know a lot of people think that we're quite a bit woo-woo, and we are. So let me tell you, you are not wrong. But I think about, you know, when we talk about the Animal Power book and, you know, paying attention and seeing things that come in and out of our lives and asking, do those have meaning? To what you're saying, Kat, like, I am totally with you. Like, I think we just need to talk about this today. Like to be honest, like immediately I mentioned Anne Lamott at the beginning.
We'll say it again because the quote is worth hearing and rehearing. And it's a good reminder to those of you who, if you have any moment where you don't enjoy our podcast, please stop listening.
Oh, please. We talk about in coaching the point of an offer whenever you put out like, you know, I'm going to do this group thing or I'm seeking one-on-one coaching. The whole point is not just to have people opt in, but you need to do your messaging in a way that people intentionally opt out so that you keep your people.
Yes.
You know?
Hmm. Yeah.
So that's a little side marketing note. You're welcome. Okay. So
that'll be $150.
$135 until July 13th, guys. Discounts over here. Okay, so we were talking off camera / off mic earlier. That's where I mentioned the Anne Lamott quote. That is, if people didn't want you to write about them, then they should have behaved better. And I've always like, I've just taken that to heart because there's so many times where you see a fine line of like, I would love to share something, but I know there are consequences to that sharing, mm-hmm. meaning, you know, somebody may get their feelings hurt. And her whole point is maybe they should. Maybe they do need to hear it, you know?
Yeah.
Or maybe they should have not done what they did. So that is not my point at all here, except to reference back to our second podcast that's coming in the future. But to the soul teacher's comment, Kat, I think the very first time that I encountered that I have a memory of, was I was out of college, and I'm sure I had people before then, but I was out of college and I had just moved to West Palm Beach, Florida for my first real job. And I didn't have a lot of extra money. And so for fun, I would go to, it was Books A Million. And in college, I actually had that same thing. Like that was fun for me. It was just to go to a bookstore and sit and read books all day. And a lot of it was just flipping through and reading poetry, to be honest. But I was in this Books A Million in West Palm Beach, and I would go to the Ugly Mugs coffee shop that was attached. This is when bookstores existed. And just read books. And this book was on this end cap. And it was Traveling Mercies by Anne Lamott. Mm-hmm. And I was in a space in my life. I mean, I must have been like maybe 20, 21. I was probably 22. Okay. So that's young. And I was in a space in my life where I was trying to already sort of, to marry the idea of, religion and spirituality. And those two things they were like oil and water for me. And so I was trying to figure out life, you know, I was just out on my own for the first time. And something about this book just begged me to like grab it off this end cap. And so I did. And over a, like maybe 4 days, I read this whole book at the bookstore because I couldn't afford to buy it. And all that to say, like from that has been over 20 years ago. And to this day, Anne Lamott, it's literally like the universe walked me in the bookstore that day just to say like this book right here.
Yeah.
Because it's not this book, even though the book's incredible, it's this person, you know, it's this, to your point, it's a soul teacher that is, that's going to follow you or you're going to follow them.
Yeah. And maybe like one of our merchandise items can be my therapist had an idea for us about a coffee table book. And so I've had like 35 coffee table book ideas ever since she and I talked about it.
Yeah.
And one of those could be experiences or stories from our soul teachers.
Oh, I have to write like, this down.
Hold you on. Talking about soul teachers makes me think of, and first of all, I also want to say like there are people who are regularly in our lives, like our parents, our siblings, our best friends, our partners, our colleagues. And yes, any and all of those can be and probably are soul teachers. But what I'm specifically talking about is what Martha Beck introduces in her book, The Way of Integrity, is when something like miraculously, seemingly out of nowhere, shows up and radically changes and impacts your life. And the thing that came to mind for me, as you were talking, Moose, is my 10th grade art teacher, Elaine Nunnally.
Yes. I've gotten to meet her, which is insane.
Right. And she and I still connect on occasion. And she did the artwork of the first book I ever wrote. You know, it's like this woman absolutely radically transformed my life in such an amazing way. And I think that, you know, there are examples even in like my current life right now where I go, oh my gosh, that's a soul teacher, or that person is a soul teacher. And I'm just so thankful to your friend, Marty, for introducing that to me, and am excited to hear, like, do our listeners have soul teachers? Like, do you guys have things or people or books or podcasts that have shown up in your life and just absolutely been transformative? We would love to hear about it. So you can text us at 1-866-KATMOO5.
Oh my gosh, you guys, we also need a podcast called Soul Teachers. I'm not kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's what I think the difference would be. Not necessarily. Okay, what if you did a series? I know, it's cute. Where we interview Anne Lamott, but before we interview all the listeners who have been touched by Anne Lamott, and we're able to share that with her during.
Oh, come on. That's amazing.
Yeah.
During our interviews. Hey, you know, we are really a community. And we would like to share two or three things of people who've said, you know, because I'm sure she knows that. But also, let's honor these people.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it makes me think of our singer-songwriter friends and our clients and people, you know, we've talked about how at meet and greets, at concerts, it's not usually about the person getting to meet the artist. It's normally about the person getting to tell the artist, this is how your art has affected me, you know?
Right.
Right. So to be able to do that for some of the people that have been influential to us and our listeners, I think would be really cool. And I really appreciated that at one point, as I was listening to The Way of Integrity, Martha Beck said, and if this book happens to be one of your soul teachers, like, that's cool. And she said it much more eloquently than that. But I really even appreciated her confidence in going like, I recognize that this is life-changing shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, this is like so, so life-changing. And if you are continuing to read this book and do the hard work that is developing and learning how to better listen to and follow your personal integrity, like, that's going to be a game changer for you.
Exactly.
I really have so much, so much admiration for Marty.
I do too. I really do. And you know, it's interesting. I found myself in a pickle late last week where I never, ever double book myself when it comes to like trips or like I'm very aware of my calendar at all times. Let's just say that. And so I was sitting with a couple friends at this restaurant and they were like, did you guys book your flights already? And they acted like they both knew what they were each talking about. And I thought, oh, I think I know what they're talking about because we're all three going to this thing. And I thought, well, that's in August. Why would they have booked their flights? And then I realized, oh, it's June. So there's that. By the way, it's past the middle of June. And I just remember it hitting June yesterday. So, but anyway, I'm like, oh, June is close to August. Like, this is where I'm at in my life. And I'm like, wait, what trip? And so as they're like talking about their flights, I like get in my email and I think I know the event they're talking about. I scroll down and I see it. And I was like, oh, yes. Wow. That is when I have vacation scheduled. And it's a thing that I do every year.
Wow.
And I just had this moment back to Way of Integrity where I was like, I like to ask the question, is this still in season? You know what I mean? Yep, and yep. I'm having the hardest time answering that question, but I'm just giving an example of something that, you know, the whole point is to go inside and recognize what is a yes for you and what is a no for you.
Yeah. And she talks about listening to that, whether you call it the inner voice or the true self, or, you know, some people call it the God inside of themselves. You know, it's like listening to that. One of the ways that she encourages you to identify that is to think about what it's like when you are asleep and having a dream. And when you wake up and you recognize that that thing that was going on in your life, in your head, was a dream. Mm-hmm. There is a moment where you recognize, oh, that wasn't 100% true. Like that wasn't 100% right. That wasn't my entire experience. That was just a dream. Mm-hmm. The recognition of that is the voice of your inner self.
Right. The recognition of that.
Yeah. And I found that to be really beautiful. And I was like, you know, the Bible talks about God's voice being a still small or a quiet small voice. And if we think about, you know, namaste, the God in me sees the God in you. If God is in me, that still small voice can get over crowded and a lot of loud stuff can happen where we can't hear that. We can't hear the simple, peaceful, quiet inner self that is saying, this season is over. This thing is not right for you.
Exactly. Or, well, and let me add to this. I have one of my teachers from coaching, I follow her YouTube, and she talks about this thing called a two-way prayer. And I think it's freaking fascinating. It's she basically every morning, I think, spends some time, 15 minutes even, writing down what it is she wants to say to God or the universe or however you communicate that. And so let's say she's like, I need clarity on if I should do this event or not, right? And so she like pours out her soul, journaling that, but then she stops and listens to that question or whatever it is that she's encountering, and she's taking the space, and then she writes out what she thinks she hears.
Cool.
Right? And it's I just think we're so afraid that we don't have the answers. There's something about the whole God being outside of us that is comfortable for us. And I think in some ways it's a little bit of an excuse, which is kind of insane, but I do think it is, because if we think God is inside of us, then we have it all here. We just have to make space to listen to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I might also question too, are we comfortable believing that God is outside of us, or are we familiar with thinking God is outside of us?
Exactly. Maybe it's a paradigm that we believe.
Yeah. It's like, we're actually not. Why do I want God and me to be separate? That's not comfortable.
Right.
Right. It's like, but it's familiar. It's familiar to go, well, that, you know, I don't have God. God is way bigger and all this kind of stuff. And it really makes me question, like, is it just that we're familiar with the concept? Is it a societal learning thing in our Judeo-Christian culture to think God is up there, I am down here, or God is out there and I am in here, you know?
Absolutely.
I think it's beautiful to challenge that. And there are examples in all of the sacred texts, and we could do a whole episode on this, where there are examples in all of the sacred texts that suggest that God is inside of us.
Right.
You know, I can think immediately of take on the mind of Christ. It's like, well, if I'm going to think like Jesus, then like he's right here, you know? Mm-hmm. And it reminds me, may I share something with you that I think you are going to find beautiful, Moose?
Yes.
Okay, so this is the Lord's Prayer translated from Aramaic directly into English. So this is rather than from Aramaic to Greek to Latin to English, which is how we receive the Bible today. It's gone through all these language transitions. And so this is going directly from Aramaic right to English, okay? And this is the Lord's Prayer.
Okay.
O cosmic birther of all radiance and vibration, soften the ground of our being and carve out a space within us where your presence can abide.
Wow.
Fill us with your creativity so that we may be empowered to bear the fruit of your mission. Let each of us in our actions bear fruit in accordance with our desire. Endow us with the wisdom to produce and share what each being needs to grow and flourish. Untie the tangled threads of destiny that bind us as we release others from the entanglement of past mistakes. Do not let us be seduced by that which would divert us from our true purpose, but illuminate the opportunities of the present moment. For you are the ground and the fruitful vision, the birth, power, and fulfillment as all is gathered and made whole once again. And so it is.
Wow.
I mean, what in hell's bells have we been reading about daily bread?
I mean, I mean,
there's not the word, I pulled up the Lord's Prayer as you're talking. There's not the word evil or temptation or trespassing. It's like it's turned into some.
There's not the word Father.
Wow.
Who lives in a different place than us in heaven.
Okay, I'm going to read the Lord's Prayer as it is, and then I want you to read that again.
All right.
Taken from the Anglican Book of Common Prayer, 1662. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Okay, now your version.
O cosmic birther of all radiance and vibration.
Can we stop there? We aren't woo-woo. Y'all just be translating it boring. It was poetry, and it's become this.
Death and evil will overcome if you do not lead us away from temptation.
O birther of all radiance and vibration. Like, tell just, me.
That's it. That's all you got to read.
That's it. It's just absolutely gorgeous. Soften the ground of our being.
Oh.
Wow.
Sorry. I love it. Soften. Sorry. That didn't mean to be sexual.
Sexual.
Carve out a space within us where your presence can abide.
Amazing.
Fill us with your creativity.
I mean, whoever talks about creativity and right. Religion?
fill us with your creativity so that we may be empowered to bear the fruit of your mission.
Yeah.
Like, to me, that says, like, fill me with creativity so I can do what you want done in the world as uniquely and beautifully can only be done by mine and your partnership.
Or by me that you are inside of.
Right. And there is no competition for your unique and precious being. There's no one that we need to compete against, because there's no other combination of God and me than God and me. You know?
Right. Right. It's like if you're making fruit teas. You know what I mean? Like, the blueberry fruit tea doesn't taste like the raspberry fruit tea.
Right.
You got tea and blueberries.
Right.
That's right.
And they're both delicious and perceived differently by different people, you know?
That's right. We're each a different fruit. That's what I'm getting at.
Right. Let each of our actions bear fruit in accordance with our desire.
Our, not his. Right. Or him.
Right.
Right. Our, because we are one.
Endow us with the wisdom to produce and share what each being needs to grow and flourish. So, like, what God and me together, our purpose is for other people.
Well, exactly. And so what it's saying is, together we are soul teachers for one another, and help me have what I need in order to do what it is I'm here to do.
Yes. Untie the tangled threads of destiny that bind us. As we release others from the entanglement of past mistakes.
Lord, release others from the entanglement of past mistakes. I feel like we are in church right now, and you're the preacher, and I'm the woman on the front pew.
Going, yes, Lord. Yes. Amen. Yes. Preach, brother.
Sarah, what are you, the drummer on stage or the praise band?
There was just a bug in my hair. Oh my gosh.
I was wondering what you were doing. I thought the Lord was just getting in there.
No. Nope.
Okay, back to the entanglement.
Do not let us be seduced by that which would divert us from our true purpose.
Wow.
And this to me goes right into what Marty is saying about the way of integrity, is it's like, help us to not be diverted by all the voices and the noises and the loudness that is society and our social selves, you know?
Exactly. That's what I thought too, Kat. Yep.
Yeah. It's like our egos. It's like, let that not divert us, but illuminate the opportunities of the present moment.
Which means, be here now.
Yes, be where your feet are. For you are the ground and the fruitful vision, the birth, power, and fulfillment, as all is gathered and made whole once again. And so it is.
I'm going to start, instead of saying amen, I'm going to start saying so it is.
And so it is. That's what amen translates. It's what Aramaic to English, it's what amen means.
Get it out, girl. Get Gosh, it
I've
out.
I've got some serious liver energy there. Oh, I'm going to hold my fives right here under my ribs.
Oh, get under there in those fives.
You're going to hold your what?
Her fives. Don't worry about it.
It's a Jinshin Do thing, Sarah.
Sorry.
Okay, we totally need to do an entire episode, because I know our listeners have, like, unexplained things.
100%.
Yes, they definitely do. Like, come on, we've all got something like that.
We do. It could be synchronicities or ghost stories. It could be you sitting on your deck with some crystals and all of a sudden they started levitating.
Mm-hmm. Like money just showing up out of nowhere.
Or provisions of people leaving stuff on your doorstep that you needed, that you never said out loud that you needed.
Exactly. Like tampons.
Oh.
An insurance check coming in the mail that you didn't expect.
Exactly.
Communicating with your animals.
Oh, yeah. I've been visited by my dog, Sam.
And I really think that my current dog, Belle, has got part of Molly Pig's spirit, because she has like a hound dog and she's a golden retriever.
Okay, what about when you see, like, on a clock, you constantly see, like, 11:11 or 3:33?
Or I wake up almost every morning at 4:27.
Really? What about, like, premonitions or, like, dreams of things that come to pass?
Like, prophetic dreams.
Oh, yeah. Maybe you were abducted by an alien in a UFO. I need to know about that.
Yes,
absolutely. So here's what's going to stand out to me. You guys may have your own opinions and interests, but this is what me, producer Sarah, is looking for.
You're looking for something juicy.
I want to see every adjective and all of the colorful imagery that you can muster. So if writing is your style, then here's where to send that.
Email us hello@catandmoosepodcast.com.
And if speaking is more your vibe, then you better leave me the most descriptive version of your story that you can give. Don't leave out a detail. And you can leave those messages for us here.
1-866-KATMOO5.
We want your stories of the completely bizarre and unexplained.
Like the time that you woke up and grandma was standing over you. Send us your unexplained stories. Now. Okay, so I'm trying to sum up what has happened here. First of all, we're starting a new podcast, or two of them, actually. One will be called Soul Teachers. The other one will be called The Anonymous Chain Breakers. Nope. What was the name of it?
Anonymous Trauma Bonding.
Anonymous.
The Anonymous, in parentheses, Family Trauma Bonding.
Yeah. Are we suggesting trauma bonding, or?
We're just recognizing it.
No, we are going to help their entanglement from the past.
That's right. Ooh. We're going to help. Yeah. Come on. We're soul teachers. Come on, Moose.
We're soul teachers. You know what? If all of us listening right now, including myself, gets out of bed deciding that we might be a soul teacher for someone else, I think we would face our days a little bit differently.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah, we really would. That's really beautiful.
We would stop trying to stay unseen and decide that being seen might help somebody else feel brave enough to be seen.
Right. It's like, okay, I can actually go to school without putting makeup on, and I can wear my most comfortable clothes that I'm in, and I'm going to be an example to somebody there at school that being Kat is just okay.
It's not just okay. It is okay.
And it might even be awesome.
It is awesome, because here's the reality. I think when we are in, I'm getting ready to get woo-woo alert. Sarah, if you could get us a noise that suggests a woo-woo alert, I would really appreciate that.
Okay.
I believe that when we are in that vibration of this is what I got and this is what I'm bringing and I am a soul teacher, then people don't see all this. They see our insides.
Yes.
Why are you smiling?
Because.
You little asshole. You're over there like trying to keep a laugh back. What in hell's bells are you laughing at when I'm trying to bring some poetry up in here?
I imagined removing my skin and my fascia from my chest and people actually seeing my insides. And I just got to being tickled.
You saw like the large bowel and the intestines.
I saw the large intestine. I saw this like layer of adipose tissue. I saw like my.
You're just using this as a reason to say adipose on the podcast. Lord help us.
So I'm sorry. I want to go back, Moose, to what you're saying. People are not seeing what.
Here's my point. On the inside, I don't have guts. I have a beautiful light. And I'm like, I picture like our soul, our essence as just light. Mm. And I think all of this on top of it just really messes with our brains.
Yeah.
So I think that when we are in that, we are in the flow, we're in the river. And we're able not just to be here now, but also like be present in our own bodies and trust that for whatever reason, this is the body we have. Like there's got to be something about that that draws people towards you. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's who we are soul teaching or vice versa.
Well, it makes me think of a dream I had the other night. I dreamt that I was like at this party and everybody was dressed like super like hippie like, which like signified to me like, oh, these are like, you know, kind of woo woo people. And the experience that I had was as I opened my mouth to speak, color came out of my mouth. It was like this, like,
whoa,
almost like a vapor. And, it, and the first time it was black, and the next time it was purple, and the next time it was blue. And each time I did that, it was absorbed by one of the people at the party.
Whoa. That's crazy.
And it was like color that they needed from me.
Hmm. Yeah.
And it just makes me think of like what you just said, because I woke up from that dream going like, what in the heck did that mean? Hmm. And it's, it reminds me of what you were just saying about like, what if we woke up every day and realized or considered that like, I might be a soul teacher to someone today, or maybe to everyone who I encounter. And it's like the green color from the light of my soul might be meaningful to Sarah, where the purple color from the light of my soul might be meaningful to you, Moose. Like that's just, that's a fun visual.
That is such a freaking cool dream.
It was really bizarre.
Like I want to make that a music video or something.
Ooh.
But in my mind, you're actually not you. You're a unicorn. Ooh. Like, as I was picturing it, like, you were a unicorn spewing rainbows, yes. Which I freaking love.
Not shatting rainbows, but spewing rainbows.
Exactly. There is a difference here. Some people shat them. We spew them. I love that because I really do love rainbows. I think rainbows represent... everyone is welcome, right. And not just in the LGBTQ world either. I mean, like, there's something about it that if there is a way that the universe slash God slash whoever you want to call they is in the sky, can create a prism in the sky between the darkness of a storm and the light of the sun. And you, there are people sitting around getting mad about Juneteenth and deciding they're going to be racist. Like, what is wrong? Look up in the sky and be like, we are all here for a damn reason.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, I just totally used that phrase. No, that's everything happens for a reason. I do think we're all here for a reason.
Oh, I do too. And I think that, you know, we've already had the conversation about everything happens for a reason. And if you're interested in reliving that with us or hearing it for the first time, you can go back to episode
115, Good Undies and a Reason for Everything.
And hear that discussion. It makes me think of a meme that I saw the other day of there was this man standing outside of a building and he was holding a picket sign that said, sinners go to hell and gay is wrong and all these different, like, you know, terrible things that people with picket signs might say. And then walking in front of him was this character that was, I think, meant to depict Jesus, carrying a rainbow flag, and his little voice bubble said, "It's okay, I'll forgive you."
Oh, oh my gosh.
I thought it was beautiful.
That is beautiful.
Yeah, it speaks to exactly what you're talking about.
It is. I wanted to just acknowledge that Juneteenth is today.
Mm-hmm. Juneteenth is the 19th of June, which is the day that we're recording. It is observed as a holiday on Monday the 20th.
And for those of you who aren't sure what Juneteenth is, it is on June 19th, 1865, enslaved African Americans in Texas were told that they were free. I think it happened in Galveston. A century and a half later, people across the U.S. continue to celebrate that day, which is now a federal holiday. That's from a New York Times article. But I want to wish everyone a happy Juneteenth this week.
Indeed.
Special thanks to our producer, Sarah Reed.
To find out more, go to catandmoosepodcast.com.
a BP production.